Welcome to Bobcat Radio on KTSW San Marcos.
Don Reed, handoff, Franks got room across the 40. Running right inside
the
40.
High, another round around third. Pickens sliding into third base. A triple. Scores two runs in the Bobcats. Now lead it.
Get that one swung on. Head out towards left field. That ball is going back to the wall. And that ball is gone.
A grand slam from Courtney.
Two runs in the Bobcats. Now lead it. 9-8 here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Good Friday morning. This is Bobcat Radio on graduation day. We actually have someone who is graduating today, Grant Barber. Congratulations, Grant.
Appreciate it, guys. Pretty excited.
Got an alumnus in the building right now.
2 o'clock. Be sure to listen as you just heard the conclusion of the 10 a.m. graduate commencement ceremony. Grant, I'll be in here boarding, and I'll be cheering him on in the studio. For graduation.
You better have some entrance, some music when Grant comes on. Just like, Grant Barber, and I fade might, into a song. And
I might get the Bobcat Radio start, whatever that is, that intro song
intro
right
going.
There. Yeah, the intro going right there.
It's a lot of pressure, guys. I'm over now.
For that quick 2 seconds so you don't miss any of the quick fade. But the usual Friday show, Warren Shore-ish, and the before-mentioned Grant Barber. Summer school wrapped up yesterday, so now we're just straight chilling pretty much until August 25th.
When
school starts up again. Still enjoying that homeless life. I know we all are. But
it's a beautiful thing.
Good show planned for you today. We're actually going to have someone call in from practice. Caleb Davis is out at football practice over at the practice fields, and I think they're over probably at Bobcat Stadium about now.
I think so.
Because the tweets have stopped.
Mm-hmm.
They're at Fort Knox.
The lockdown.
Yeah, the lockdown has taken place, but we'll get Caleb to call in at practice probably in about 10 to 15 minutes. I went to practice last night, the first practice I attended this year. We can get into more of that at the when we talk about the football team, and then we'll talk about soccer and volleyball because all fall sports have practice is underway. And then in the third segment, our national stuff, we'll talk a little NFL preseason. I saw Ish was tweeting fake football last night. You know it's fake football when Brandon Whedon looks good.
Yeah. I couldn't. Good.
But he is Mr. They call Reggie Jackson Mr. October. Well, he's Mr. August. But and then we'll talk NBA. Kevin Love, allegedly, reportedly.
Handshake deals
scare me. But allegedly on his way to the Cavaliers.
We'll see, but did Dan Gilbert call no take backsies when they did that?
I don't know. Flip Saunders, I think, had his fingers crossed when he shook his hand.
Handshake so, deals get a little fishy.
Yeah. I don't know. It's probably Griffin.
Griffin called black, no trades back. Like,
He should have. I mean, Flip Saunders is just kicking it in his part owner share, just like, I'm making money. I don't care how good we are this year. Because the moves he's making are just head-scratching. Ish and I were talking about this at practice. Their moves are just, what are they doing? And then we'll talk a little, maybe Kevin Durant.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll have some, we'll continue with the quick hits segment in the fourth. Had to really scour the hits this week. Kind of not a lot. Not a lot, really, I could find. But we're going to start off with the name drop. If you didn't know this, the fourth major of the golf season this weekend. The fourth and last major, as they call it, Glory/Shot, is this weekend. So I have to continue. I've done U.S. Open, PGA Championship, or U.S. Open, British Open, and now it's the PGA Championship. It's underway in Valhalla, Kentucky. The PGA actually owns this course. Very nice course. I like this course a lot. The Ryder Cup was last year in 2010 when the USA won it. Tiger won it in the last time the PGA Championship was held there in 2000. Had an epic duel with Bob May. Tiger's back. Shot 3 over yesterday. Just did not look good. Didn't really see much any of his round because it was in the morning, but saw the highlights. Was not hitting it well. Missed a lot of putts. But I think he can turn it around, at least make the cut. He's 2 out. The cut right now is +1. But the leader, Ryan Palmer, out of Fort Worth, Texas, plays a member of Colonial Country Club. He's leading at 6 under with 5 other players, Steve Stricker, Rory McIlroy, Lee Westwood, and Kevin Chappell. Rory has won his last 2 starts. The 2 biggest tournaments, too, the Open Championship And then last weekend at the World Golf Championship in Akron. And then Steve Stricker, really, this is the guy I'm pulling for. He's 40. He's getting up there in age. He's in his 40s, plays a minimal schedule, plays about 15 to 20 tournaments a game, or 15, 20 tournaments a year, not a game. That's impossible to do in golf. But he's leading, and it'd be great to see him when he's never won a major before. He's come close a couple times. Rory, good leaderboard. Lee Westwood, too. He's in conversation for best player to never win a major. And then Jim Furyk has been playing some great golf lately. He's sixth. Ricky Fowler, look for him to be up there in the top five. He's got top five every major this year. Only golfer to do that. And then this leaderboard's pretty stacked, so we'll have to see the weekend. Should be interesting. Definitely going to be interesting to see if Tiger makes a cut at plus three. He's got to shoot under par today, probably around 66. Probably around 67 for him would be nice. It's raining, so the weather, bad weather out there. And Phil Mickelson's two under. Sorry, got to throw him in there. He's kind of like on the back burner, really not a big Phil fan, but should be interesting. Glory's last shot. This is the Ryder Cup points end today. Okay. At the end of this tournament.
So who makes their respective teams? And
It's top nine and then three captain's picks, but with Jason Duffner withdrawing and DJ taking a leave of absence, which is for reasons we can't discuss on the air. so it's going to be like top 11 taken because those two guys are out, but that's in October, and then the FedEx Cup playoffs are getting on. So that's the... golf talk after I bored everyone just there.
Everyone just turned off. No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
You guys tuned out. I'm looking at you. You're just looking at your phone.
Almost
and
zoned
everything.
Out and just walked. Almost walked out of the room just like unknowingly. No, I'm kidding. mine. No, they need the golf talk. We need the golf talk. My name drops Dean Blandino. Good old NFL head of officiating was caught by, I believe he was caught, well, he was originally caught by TMZ. And Jason LaCanfora confirmed it along with other NFL executives. Walking off the Dallas Cowboys party bus after he was a huge group of people coming off the Cowboys party bus, and a lot of NFL execs weren't happy that the NFL head of officiating was partying it up with Jerry Jones and it wasn't Jerry Jones, it was a party bus that takes fans to the stadium and things like that, and it's, you know, they drink and they have a good time and they dance, and it's like it's a party bus that takes you to the stadium.
It's a power move. It's a power move by Jerry, all right?
Let's just say this.
Jerry gave him an all-access pass.
We need something this year. Have you seen our defense? Good Lord.
If those walls can talk on that party bus, they can say.
And so the NFL hasn't commented on it. Apparently, none of the NFC East executives have spoken out, but a lot of other executives have voiced their opinion. I'm surprised that, you know, like, if I was, you know, Dan Snyder, I would have jumped on it and be like, you know, like, oh, you know, right there, get some distraction off of his team. But I don't know. The NFL hasn't commented on it, and should they? I'm kind of I'm a little wary. Like, should, I mean, on one hand, it's just a guy having fun. Who says he's making good with the Cowboys if he's just having a good time? Like, should they comment? Should this be something that they should squash? Or
I don't know. It's a very interesting situation. That's for sure. I would say maybe try to avoid just assigning him to Cowboys games, but that's...
Well, he's the head of officiating. That's the thing.
Oh, okay. He's not.
Tim Donaghy situation on our hands, just higher up there.
I don't know if we can compare that.
The first pass interference penalty that goes for the Cowboys, instantly they're going to look party bus.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I think the NFL has so many other things they have.
You know what this means? The NFL has to start funding their own party buses. the Roger Goodell party bus. Just neutral, very, very unaffiliated.
No fun. No lights.
It'll just be a school bus.
Generic music, no words.
There'll be seatbelts. They have to wear seatbelts. What you got, Grant?
All right, so I'm going to talk about my name drop is, give this guy some credit, Mike Scott. Four-string quarterback.
Mike who?
Cincinnati. Mike Scott. Cincinnati quarterback, four-string. Last night, this dude goes down on drive, pukes twice on it. Not once, but twice. Yeah. And we're not talking just a little... this dude was puking his guts out, man. Then throws a touchdown pass. Two plays later, I think, after the second puking episode. It was two or one plays later. 12-yard pass. You know what, man? That says heart right there, at least.
A little Hopefully, any given Sunday action right
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Exactly. So I'm going to give this guy his credit. Make sure, let him know, hey, I think he deserves a roster spot no matter what. Just show him that heart. So I'll give you credit, Mike Scott. Well done.
That was an epic, too. 41-39 preseasoner.
Yeah.
It's
almost interesting, right?
Almost. For
if he makes a roster, then we can look back and say, that was an interesting game.
Who's that third string?
Is McCarron second or third?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think it is.
I don't know who the second string is. It's the Red Rifle. Got paid.
Yes,
so I think his money is the second string, and then McCarron's the third string, and
Scott keeps his money bags in the second string.
McCarron's walking around holding his money bags on the sidelines.